All right, what's up, and welcome back for another episode of Cognizant and Cognizance, the podcast born out of recognizing the importance of the second stage of the mastery process, conscious incompetence. This is your host, Jim Perro, speaking, and every week I add a new chapter onto the anthological discussion on life, taking action, and the value of conscious thought. Join me and the occasional guest for a head-in-the-clouds perspective on how to stay grounded and win in all that you do. Enjoy! Right, so I'm going to get right into it here. I'm going to start, as I always do, with my 10 cents for thought, which is, you know, just a lovely little recap of how my week went and how my day went today as well. And so the first question here, as always, am I a little better today than I was yesterday? And I don't really know. I don't really think so. I was late. It was about half an hour late to work today, which wasn't a great look, but so, I mean, that wasn't very good. Yesterday, it was a good night for sure. Hung out with buddy Dan, had like a cookout at his house, played with his dog, you know, partied a little bit. But my phone died this morning, so I woke up at like 8:20, which was kind of annoying. I just kind of nursed a hangover all day today, so not really. I didn't really do anything beneficial today other than the gym. Have I built my character? Number two. Second question, as per usual, have I built my character? And I think going through as many exercises as possible on a daily basis to build my character, whether it's, you know, kind of eating the frog, as they say, doing the thing that I don't want to do most, because, I mean, more often than not, the thing that you don't want to do the most is what you need to do the most. So I guess just kind of working at myself to not be a piece of shit is the most that I can do. I don't necessarily notice any immediate quote-unquote gains in my character, but I suppose that's the entire point, is not to necessarily track your progress, but to make a concerted effort nonetheless to, I don't know, not be shitty. Question three, did I get my best at work? Not really at all today. Didn't really do anything. Set up a couple calls for tomorrow, like follow-up calls with people, which is more than I got done most of last week, so that's good. So I'm gonna knock those out tomorrow, close that shit up. But for the most part, yeah, I didn't really do much today. I kind of just watched Joe Rogan podcasts, and who did I watch today? Most of CT Fletcher and Brian Callen today, so that was good. But yeah, I didn't necessarily give my best. Don't exactly feel very good about it. It's kind of funny, but also kind of not funny. Question four: what did I learn new today? Huh. This one's always a tricky one for me, because I read something, or I read or learn something new every single day. Here's a good one. So today I learned that Facebook has a really, really big problem with dead users. And I don't mean inactive users, I mean people that are dead that still have Facebook accounts that are technically active. And so apparently what Facebook is now having to design, what their software engineers are now having to design for, is mechanisms to plan out and manage, all those dead accounts. And so what I learned in response to that is they've added a few new features. A few new features recently, one being a memorializing page. So memorial page, I think they call it. So when somebody dies, they literally bequeath that page to their next of kin that's listed on there. And then that person, whoever is managing that page now that the person's dead, they can control all the posts and everything as if it were their account, but they're doing it in honor of the dead person, which is weird. I don't know why anybody would want that responsibility. That sounds terrible. Sounds really morbid and miserable and not at all a good use of time. But anyway, so what I actually learned about them today, though, was interesting, is that by the year 2050, if Facebook is like still a thing, I'm sure it'll be probably fully integrated with our government by then, but by 2050, Facebook will have more, at the current rate anyway, Facebook will have more accounts that belong to dead people than it will accounts that belong to living people, which is really bizarre. Like, I don't even necessarily know how to interpret that, but it's a fact, and I learned it today. So they're on the trajectory to be completely useless, which is fine by me. Question 5. Have I made healthier choices? Oh, for sure. Yeah, I decided after last week's episode, I decided that I'm going to Europe at the end of this month for about 10 days. So I've decided I'm going to do, I haven't thought of a catchy name for it to encourage myself yet, but I'm going to do no carbs or as little carbs as possible in May, which sucks. That means no beer again, but that'll be good. And now that it's nice, I can start running to and from the gym if I'm really feeling like a psychopath. So those are good. Those are good choices. Question 6, have I protected my planet? No, I actually caught myself throwing out plastic today. I did it, and then I didn't want to reach into the trash, so that's not a good thing. Jeez. But my, I don't know where my vape went, but my new vape has refillable pods, so I'm not going to be contributing as much plastic waste. Not that my, I had this conversation with a guy last night, my individual contribution of throwing out a third of the plastic pods that I normally do isn't necessarily going to save the world, but it's literally the least I could do. So I'm doing something every single day by not throwing out a jewel pod or something. So that's good. Have I expressed my love for my family and friends? Question 7, I haven't really seen my dad in a week or two, mostly because he lives like 45 minutes away, and I saw my brother over the weekend. That was good. I was kind of hungover on Sunday, so we both just like fell asleep on the couches in the living room, but I mean, yeah, I saw him, spent a little time with him on Saturday too, if I remember correctly, or no, he's busy on Saturday, but yeah, I mean, hung out with him on Sunday, so that was good. Question 8, have I spent any quality time with my spouse, / girlfriend in this case? She's not here, so no, unfortunately. Question 9, do I bear any grudges against anyone? I do, but I'm not going to discuss that. But I'm currently holding a grudge against someone that I never thought I really would have to hold a grudge against, which is unfortunate, but, you know, I just need to kind of man up and get over it because it's not necessarily the healthiest thing to do. So for the moment, and I suppose until I can kind of get my head back in the right space, I am holding a grudge against someone. But again, not going to go into that. Anyway, just need to stop being a little baby about it. Anyway, last and final question, number 10, the big dime. Am I content with my life? And certainly not at all. Happy with what I have, and I am making some kind of big moves. Well, I wouldn't say they're big moves, but they're more moves than I've made recently. So I'm in the works with in the process of designing some watches that I would like to be selling. So working on the design right now and the logo. So I'll be content when I have that, because I like watches. I love watches, and I'll be able to sell them ideally. And so that'll be, I suppose, another step in the right direction. Not necessarily for the money in and of itself, but to just be able to say that I built something and I created a mechanism to, you know, foster some independence. So that'll, I think, a few months from now, once I get that up and running, probably about, I would say, probably within the next 6 months, had to have that system kind of sustaining itself. I mean, this is all a pipe dream at this point, but ideally, I think that would go a long way to create a little bit more independence for myself and a little bit more free time. And so ideally that would kind of drive me a little bit further to being content and a little happier than I am now, which is always good. Never a bad thing to be happier than you are. So there's my 10 cents for thought, 10 questions that I ask myself every day and share with you every week. So now let's get right into the Daily Stoic, as I always do. And today's entry was great. And thinking about it in a multiple different contexts, obviously think about it in a personal context, as I always do, but thinking about it in the grand scheme of things, thinking about it kind of to play off of last week, with last week talked about obviously the theme of taking right action, but last week to kind of it kind of played off the theme of change and how you need to go about initiating change the most effectively. And the easiest way to do it is to, you know, kind of reach down into your roots and find out what's down there anyway in the first place. So today is kind of a Dead Poets Society inspired entry. The title of today's entry is Carpe Diem, which, you know, if you haven't seen Dead Poets Society, it's a movie from the late 80s or early 90s that is essentially just about finding the courage within yourself to do that thing that you've always wanted to do, follow your passion, you know, do what's going to make you happy and what's going to bring you the most return on your time, what's going to basically let you go after your dreams. You just got to seize the day, which that's what Carpe Diem is Latin for those who don't know. So today, again, today's May 9th. The theme of the month of May is right action, and I will read you the quote from the Daily Stoic today. It is from Seneca's Moral Letters. It's deep in Moral Letters, too. So it goes like this. Let us therefore set out wholeheartedly, leaving aside our many distractions, and exert ourselves in this single purpose before we realize too late the swift and unstoppable flight of time and are left behind. Each day arises, welcome it as the very best day, or as each day arises, welcome it as the very best day of all, and make it your own possession. We must seize what flees. And that's F-L-E-E-S. What is trying to flee from us, we must seize it in the form of the day. Anyway, so Hanselman and Holiday go on after that, and they say, pretty poignantly, you will only get one shot at today. You have only 24 hours with which to take it. And then it is gone and lost forever. Will you fully inhabit all of today? Will you call out, I've got this, and do your very best to be your very best? What will you manage to make out of today before it slips from your fingers and becomes the past? When someone asks you what you did yesterday, do you really want the answer to be nothing? Word. And so, that is today's episode. May 9th, 2019. And so that's, like I said, that's very relevant in a few different contexts. Obviously, the message behind Dead Poets Society, the message behind that passage, the message behind the phrase Carpe Diem is go out and get done that thing that you want to get done. Today's the day. There's no time like the present. And essentially, well, one second, let me take a sip of water here. Sorry. Delicious. So, okay. So you last week I kind of alluded to being stuck in a rut, and when you need to change, obviously that's a prescription for what you'd need to do or how you could go about finding out the best way to change and accomplish what you need to accomplish, rid yourself of those burdens, right? But, you know, it's one thing to know what you need to do. It's an entirely new concept to actually put yourself into action, to force yourself into action, especially when you're really, really stuck. You're stuck in a rut. Nothing that you do works or seems to be making any headway for you or giving you any progress. And so what I related to today for the theme of seizing the day was the concept of recalibration and recalibrating yourself and your values, your knowledge, your opinions, your outlooks on life in the presence of these new developments, recalibrating as a means of seizing the day. And so what I thought of when I first read this, and what it, I kind of hearkened back to this from a few weeks ago, was, surprise, surprise, a Joe Rogan Experience episode. And this was one with Billy Corbin, who, Billy Corbin is a director. He's done some pretty crazy films. He did ESPN 30 for 30, The U and The U Part 2. He wrote a book called Cocaine Cowboys, which is about the flood of cocaine into Miami in the 80s. And then he just finished a documentary on the Alex Rodriguez, Tony Bosch steroid scandal called Screwball, I think. And so in this episode with Joe Rogan, he brings up a concept of, because they're talking about the aura surrounding Miami, and they're talking about the aura that's emanating from Miami, kind of encompassing everyone in the country, it seems like. And the aura that he referenced is something that he dubbed the New American Values, which were essentially, I don't think that's original, but I'm sure somebody said that before, but he kind of addresses it as saying the New American Values are lie, cheat, and steal if you want to win. And he went the kind of, he outlined Donald Trump and Bud Selig, the MLB commissioner during the steroid crisis, like Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire, anybody who uses PEDs these days. And essentially he kind of targeted them all as people who were good candidates for recalibration. And if they had taken the time to stop and actually recalibrate what they're doing, they could have very easily made a much bigger difference in people's lives, because, you know, they were role models essentially for so many people. And, you know, you fall into those traps, those kind of cesspools, those ruts of, you know, I don't really know how to get out of this. I don't really know what to do. So I'm going to tell that little lie. I'm going to cheat my way through this, because I can't figure out how to get it done. Honestly, I can't make enough money to go buy that thing that I want, so I'll steal it. Sort of along the lines of that. And as I'm kind of marinating on this and what that really means to recalibrate in order to seize the day, it made me think of another concept that I talked about very recently with you guys, and that was from the Ryan Holiday's Ego is the Enemy, the full stop concept, finding the courage within yourself to make a full stop and correct your actions, your thoughts, your outlook when you identify the negative impact that you're having or the negative impact that your decisions are having on your life and the life of those that you love. And so to have the, in order to actually recalibrate, well, in order, let me move back a little bit. In order to seize the day, if you're in a bad place, and in order for that day seizing to be productive, it would make sense that you would now need to recalibrate and reorient yourself to a new path, because the new path or the path you've been on isn't enabling you to take any right action and actually continue on completing the things that you need to complete. And so if you need to recalibrate to seize the day and make it happen, how do you recalibrate? Well, you find the courage within yourself to look at what you're doing, find out where your values are and what you actually believe in. And if you find those to be close to the quote-unquote new American values, you got to have the courage to make the change. You can't make that change tomorrow, because when you wake up tomorrow, it's today again, and you're still the same person making the same shitty choices that you made yesterday, which got you in this frame of mind to begin with. And so before you know it, today is going to be gone, and it's going to be tomorrow/today again, and you still haven't made that change. You still haven't recalibrated your values and figured it out. And so finding the courage to recalibrate your opinion in the face of new knowledge, whether that be knowledge about yourself, is really, really important, especially for me. I'm sure anyone who's actually kind of had a discussion with someone who has an opposing point of view from them, and maybe they're making a really passionate point and you've never thought about it that way, but It's an uncomfortable feeling to be presented with new knowledge that contradicts your way of life and your set of values, but it also takes a lot of courage to embrace that uncomfortability, to find yourself kind of in that zone of discomfort, which is where we grow from. That's where our growing pains come from, is being in a zone that's discomforting or uncomfortable. Finding the courage to change your outlook on life when you're given the opportunity to look at things through a new lens. When something happens in your life, you have two choices. You can sit around and bitch and moan about that and whine and complain, or you can recognize that you've just been given a new lens with which to see things. You've been just given a new microscope magnification with which to kind of drill down and examine what's actually going on, and if need be, like I said, recalibrate. And I think above all, that courage and the ability to recalibrate when you recognize that you need to, which of course, this is kind of all a moot point and I just rambled on for 15, 20 minutes for no reason. If you aren't looking to change your behavior and you aren't aware enough of who you are and what you've been doing and the impact that has on yourself and your family and the community, if you're not aware of all of that and you are oblivious to it, or maybe you are and you don't care, then, disregard everything that I just said because it's a moot point. But I suppose with that awareness, because that's an uncomfortable feeling in and of itself too, is to be aware of your own faults and flaws and misgivings. But that awareness breeds the courage to then leap out into the vulnerable territory once you've made your adjustments. And so you've already found the courage to recognize that you aren't always right all the time. And so you can channel that same courage that comes from recalibrating once you've established that into making those adjustments and then jumping out into that new territory, strutting out on your new path with confidence and recognizing that you have the power to make it happen, because you've granted yourself the power to make it happen. And not for nothing, but you have limited time to actually make anything happen. You have limited time, 24 hours a day, and then that's gone before you even realize it. You have limited time to make the best of yourself. You have the limited time to make the best of your life and your situation, whatever that may be. And let me tell you, sitting around and moping will not allow you to do that. That does not set you up for any kind of success whatsoever. And so what's the exact opposite of sitting around and moping and doing absolutely nothing? Carpe the fucking diem. Let's go. And so, at the end of the day, there's not much else that I can say. And I didn't really mean to rhyme there, but here we are. I'm going to end this right now. My Bruins are on in the other room. They were down 2-1 to the Hurricanes, that bunch of jerks, last time I checked. So I'm going to go finish up that game and do a couple things, redesign my website a little bit, add a couple new pieces there. And I'll see you next week. Peace.